Influenza is serious.
Are you talking to me?
If you have asthma or diabetes, are 50 or older, have a child 6 through 23 months, or live or work with those at high risk, yes, get immunized. A message from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Is your forecast from the Weather Channel, and it is rather quiet for tonight, actually. All the shower and thunderstorm activity staying well to the north of us. Just a few scattered clouds at times, down to around 60. Partly cloudy for tomorrow with an upper level low across the region. May see an isolated shower popping up, mainly through the afternoon and evening, low 70s. And temperatures are very pleasant for this time of the year, Friday and Saturday, upper 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Michael Palmer from the Weather Channel.
The opinions expressed during this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of News Talk 620 WWNR.
Tonight, Head On with Bob Kincaid. Head On is brought to you every night by the 20,000 members of the Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation. If you're working in West Virginia, they're working for you. Now, Bob Kincaid.
We have a guest. This is the night. It's all right. It's all right.
Hey, good evening. It's almost 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's Wednesday evening. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid, and being Wednesday, of course, you know it's the
on this every other Wednesday afternoon discussion club. We are going to have more to discuss on this every other Wednesday afternoon than we ever had on any other every other Wednesday afternoon.
Absolutely, absolutely. And well, let's. I want to get something out of the way. Radio. Anything that is commercially reported. But and this is just because of the way I look at things. Go broke? Work hard. You can make more money. There is only one thing that none of us, not one, though that being the case, as far as I'm concerned, the listeners who actually give freely of the finite time that they will have on this sweet little blue green marble hurtling through the universe. That finite time that they give to share in this program or any other. So that being the case, the most since the listener is the most important part, I have always made it a guiding principle that honesty with the listener and straightforwardness with the listener was. And so I tell you now, because you do, that I have been informed that this show will cease on June the 30th. June 30th will be the last show. I want to thank every last one of you in advance for giving to me that thing, which is, and I agonized over this. I didn't want to be, as is so often the case in radio, "Well, tonight's my last night. See you later. Bye." That seemed fundamentally dishonest. Telling you now, look, you're the listener. You run this. And I'm giving you 2 weeks' notice. But that having been said, I thank you. We will meet again. Because the shill be revived in another. In case you're wondering, the headonradio.com will stay up here. And I will host a notice with the aid of Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Keep an eye on both of those. I'll update you periodically on progress. But honesty demanded that I tell you that rather than just bailing out at the last minute and leaving you wondering, hey, where'd Bob go? So there it is. Or rather, you know, deal with it up front. We've got things to talk about tonight. The Shivo autopsy, histologies for all the rotten, tawdry things that were said by media during the fracas. But once again, the right wing has been proved. The phone number around hereabouts is 252-6200. Outside Beckley, it's 806. It is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Head On.
Don't pump another gallon of gas.
Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you shop for your next car at Allen S. Toyota. Because at Allen S. Toyota, you get it all. Great gas mileage, great factory rebates, the best cars and trucks. You get it all. Allen S. Toyota has new Corollas with as much as 40 highway miles per gallon. Save with factory rebates up to $1,500 on new 2005 Tundras. Plus, choose from Toyota's certified used vehicles. Allen S. Toyota wants your trade. You get thousands more for your old car at Allen S. Toyota. It may be worth more than you think. You get it all. 40 miles per gallon. $1,500 factory rebate. Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you buy your next Toyota at Allen S. Toyota. 300 Rural Acres Drive in Beckley. See ToyotaUSA.com for details. All rebates to dealers.
Another Father's Day has come, and what have you done for dear old dad? No, not another tie, and no more of that smelly cologne. Give your dad something he'll actually like. Take him out to Ryan's Family Steakhouse of Beckley this Father's Day, where he can eat like a king. That's right, all you can eat steak and ribs all day long. Yep, I said it, steak and ribs all day long. And it's only $8.59 per person. We'll even throw in some great prizes to be given away that day from great places like John I., Nalgene Outdoorsman, AutoZone, The Briar Patch, and many, many more. Register to win all Father's Day weekend. Remember, Ryan's also has gift certificates for that hard-to-please father, too. So come on in where the folks are friendly. Come on in to Ryan's Family Steakhouse of Beckley this Father's Day. Dad will surely be glad you did.
WW back to radio for the rest of us. Head on.
For a while yet. I'm Bob Kincaid. This is Head On. It's 15 and a half minutes. Jim is with us. Hey, Jim, you're Head On. Jim. Oh, Jim.
Hello.
There you are. Hello.
I hear music.
No, you don't. There's no music.
Okay. Are we clear now?
Yeah, and have been.
Clear air?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I did not really enjoy hearing the announcement. I applaud the way or the manner in which you made the announcement that your show would be leaving the air on the 30th of June. And, you know, it's like Sir Edward Grey said in 1914 when World War I was being declared, the lamps of Europe are going out and we should again in our lifetime. But I hope that that won't be the case here.
I do too. That's pretty grim, Jim.
We will grow dim. But I hope that it will, again, light the sky, because it has been Beckley's nightlight. And it has been an island of sanity in a morass of what I consider to be guided thinking. You will be sadly missed.
Well, it's been a blast for me. The way I look at it, I'm going to retool, and I'll be back one way or the other. Things are all right. I'm getting some sort of feedback. Is your radio turned up, Jim?
No, it's fine.
Okay, I don't know. I'm gonna retool.
I just have a small grounding right by on my table.
Okay. I'm gonna retool, and we're looking at ways to keep the show going.
Well, I think you basically outlined the issues. You detailed them in a very professional way. You handled your callers with courtesy and with consideration, and with the idea to educate and to inspire and enlighten. And I have heard none of what I consider to be ad hominem attacks on anyone except people who heard it. And a lot of many radio hosts, particularly. And I think he'll be back. And I think he'll come back stronger than ever before. The truth cannot be silenced. And I've said before, my friend, sparks will come to flame.
Well,
maybe not necessarily a sparks will come to flame. And that's the public and your private endeavors, so I hope your family is okay.
Yeah, we'll get through it.
Well, right. And Harry Schiavo and all the other things like that are concerned, and Michael Jackson. I mean, these things are simply, as you said before, these are just mere dots in the long progress of events. All these things which we consider to be so important, like so many wars in which we find ourselves involved, were so important at the time that when they were over, people asked, what the hell were they about, and why are we looking at how I feel about, just about every war that I've ever read about and of course some of the I've been apart, so you know, I just wonder what the hell it was all about. I don't know, but anyway,
that may be...
I know what this show was about. It was about a lot of good journalism and a good radio talk and some good feedback. Some of it not so good, but that getting done from your part. So
well, I appreciate it, Jim. And like I said, I'll let you know when it comes back to life. Because
by the way, one more final comment on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Army recruiting battalion down on Mallard Court.
Yeah.
They still need some good men, and you don't have to be 35 years old. In 35, they'll give you a waiver.
All the way up to 39 now, isn't it?
That's right.
All right.
Hey, if, you know, hey, listen, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to a place called Prince Khalid Military City over in Saudi Arabia this time of year.
Not me.
But I can assure you from my personal experience that it makes this place look like, you know, very pure heaven.
Oh, wouldn't take any work to believe that.
Nobody up there has a weight problem.
Now, Jim, you take care now, all right?
Yes, sir. God bless you.
You too. Bye now. And Paul. Hey, Paul, you're head on.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing?
All right. Is your show being terminated?
Yes, sir.
What's the excuse given for it?
It's financial.
Uh-huh. So the Republican sponsors on the radios on all the shows have really cut the deal, haven't they?
I don't know.
They can't take it.
Well, I don't know. I felt like I owed you guys a duty to let you know ahead of time, because just a bailout at the last minute is sort of cheap and tawdry.
It is. And I can say right now, this is my last time calling into any of the shows.
Well, I don't want that to happen.
I'm going to let them dummy up the way they go, just like I was explaining to Dr. Bill today. Just like the governor up here, you know, telling the people the truth.
Yeah.
He evaded it.
Did you go to that thing today, Paul?
Oh, no. I knew what it was. He pulled the wool over Steve's eyes last Friday morning. Steve couldn't even figure it out.
Well, the way I look at it, if you're borrowing money to go gamble in the stock market, I can't
say. No, and they violated law. He wouldn't let his man call me back either when I stopped the other two governors from doing this. And the thing is, when I told him 2 years ago what was going to happen to Medicaid, we're going to have to make up this $300 billion. And already you've seen $154 million this year,
yep,
on that program. And it's going to double next year. So that debt he was talking about we'd have to pay if we didn't sell these bonds, we're going to pay it anyway.
Well, sure we are. The thing is, and with the pension issue, Paul, the fact of the matter is right now we're paying it, and we're not paying a huge interest debt on it.
That's right. But you will be in the future.
Sure, if the bond passes.
And I didn't tell Dr. Bill, I didn't call back today to tell him the difference between the two bonds. A pension bond is secure.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the stock market, you come under the safe harbor rule.
Sure.
And you cannot buy an insurance to secure it.
Right. You're a player in the market.
That's right. Because under the safe harbor rule, when you become a gambler, you gamble at your own risk.
That's the signs that I hear they have up outside Atlantic City in Las Vegas.
That's right.
You know, abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
Yeah. And then they holler, tort reform, tort reform. Well, you got your tort reform, fellas. You're going to be sorry you ever voted for it.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to come back and bite us.
Oh, it's becoming fast. If I didn't know these things, Bob, I'd never come on and say it, and you know.
I know.
There's never been one legislator, one CPA, or one tax lawyer ever come on to dispute anything I've said.
Nope. That much is...
I know the law better than they do, and this legislature is about as dumb as they come.
Well, they're subservient to say the least, and shameful in many.
Got it.
Like I said, when you've got a Senate, this state's Senate, that lives in mortal fear of a bunch of religious fanatics, you're not gonna get well-intended, clearly thought out legislation. It's not gonna happen, Paul.
Oh, I've got their legislation from '97, when they done it, when Caperton told the teachers back in '80s. He said, "I'm gonna, or 1990, I'm gonna give you a better health care instead of a raise." And he turned around and put them on the welfare benefit.
Well, I tell you the thing that got under my skin. I noticed it yesterday. It was the governor's office, and it's fear mongering. It is what it is. And what they said was, "Well, you know, if we don't pass the pension bond, it's going to be awful hard to give the teachers a raise." You know, that's just dirty pool.
It is. And then you look, and then the other thing, what we've been talking about, like Walmart, beat their employees out of 19 and a half years of overtime. And President Eminem figured out, oh, we made a mistake. When you drop down to 17 and a half hours time, any time over that was time and a half. That was 19 and a half years. They beat them out of that overtime.
Yeah, and, of course, the story was in the Gazette today about what's being done to the Walmart workers down in, Cross.
Yeah, when you become not an employee but an associate,
yeah,
you have no status or any privilege. They can get rid of you any time they want to.
I guess associate translates into slave in some language. But now, I don't know if you heard this or not, Paul, Walmart's backing away from that one. They're saying, oh, we never said that.
That's what they're doing. Where they said it or not.
Well, right. Now they're just trying to do a little PR damage control and say, oh, we didn't say that. We're not going to do that. And then they're going to turn around and, yeah, they're going to do that. Of course they're going to do that. Of course they're going to tell people, you will work when we say to work. And no, it doesn't matter if you've got kids in daycare. And it doesn't matter if you don't have anybody to look after your kids. To heck with you. You don't matter. The company matters. You know, the funny thing is that out of the Walmart story, the simple answer to this is to hire more people.
Yeah, at their expense. And their expense is nothing. And talk about it, you look at the profit they make off of it.
Sure.
But when you beat the people, like Walmart, Lowe's, Sears, and all of them, they've rolled them out of their pensions over into the stock market on their own Social Security, and then they become your power of attorney. And so all of them are associates now. They're not employees anymore. They're associates. And therefore, they don't have any standing. They can get rid of them anytime they please.
Well, we're headed into some rough waters in this country.
I've been saying that for a long time now.
And the captain has abandoned the helm.
You got it. And this is about the dumbest president I've ever seen in America.
Oh, and I think more and more people are figuring that out.
I mean, he only talks about what they tell him to say. And you got to remember, these are old Reagan people that are in there with him.
Absolutely. Reagan, these are Nixon people. Rumsfeld and Cheney literally studied at the feet of Richard Nixon. They sat there like acolytes before some sort of evil Buddha.
Yeah, and then Grover Norquist.
Yeah.
Well, he's been talking to the president, too. So that goes to show you he doesn't know anything.
Yeah, a guy, Grover Norquist, who says he wants... Now, what kind of patriotism is this? I want to get the government so small we can drown it in the bathtub.
Got it.
That's just sick, Paul.
And that's where we're headed.
Yeah, it is. I fear for my children, and if they ever exist...
Well, they're worried now, but when they go to getting rid of people like you, Bob, and for the very thing, you're telling them the truth. And they may not like it the way you say it, but it's the God's honest truth.
Well, we call this show Head On.
And that's what it is. Head on and take them on.
Exactly. Paul, we got to roll, but thank you so much.
You're welcome, Bob.
All right, take care. All right, it's time for our bottom of the hour break. A little news update from Carl Mack, followed by the news from the... After that, more of your phone calls to 252-6200 outside Beckley, 800-9967. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. The Raleigh County Board of Education has unanimously voted to close the Alternative Education Center. The vote last night was in favor of a plan moving the alternative program from a building new plan, limits class size, and program. Governor Manchin and Beckley today campaigning for the pension bond amendment. About 200 business leaders in area politics. Manchin has ordered all state flags displayed at Chris on Woodlawn Avenue had better watch the speed limit because city officials are crack feeders after they receive complaints. Traffic study shows that about half of all busy on Woodlawn.
We heard tonight that probably since that last council meeting, we've given out about 100 tickets total in the Woodlawn Avenue area. And that's also counting warning tickets. So we want to try to ride herd on that, and that's something we're going to do.
Mayor says they'll continue to rotate police and radar units on West Virginians will get a little relief after days of hot, humid weather and a night of fast-moving thunderstorms. Cooler and less humid starting today and partly cloudy. A chance of showers late in the night. Light showers at that. Tomorrow a slight chance of showers in the morning. News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
You're listening to WIN, the Work of the News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Today marks International Justice Day.
The Service Employees International Union is coordinating the event with Union Network International New York City. SEIU 32BJ is pamphleting in front of the UK mission to the UN. And a Zig of 32BJ explains the importance of an international...
I think what's important is that is the recognition that globalization has led to dramatically larger companies with international, not just across state borders, but across labor to organize effectively. We need to parallel that effort.
The New York pamphleting mirrors similar actions in at least 30 cities in a dozen countries across the world. For example, janitors in Indianapolis will join janitors in Canada marching against holding down wages and benefits.
Workers at the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission are deeply concerned that EEOC administration is on a self-destruction course, a reorganization that will make it impossible for workers to have their discrimination cases fairly heard. Gabriel Martin, president of EEOC Local 216, says workers facing discrimination nationwide will be squeezed by the three-step reorganization now in the works.
EEOC is the only agency out there that Congress said you are to enforce civil rights in employment. And so if we're not here, they have nowhere else to go. Nowhere else to get the cases investigated. They can't get a lawyer and get into court because the law says they need to come here at this point. So they're sort of put between a rock and a hard place.
As the debate on the future of the AFL-CIO continues, Wynn spoke with Jim Spillane of the electrical workers. The IBEW recently endorsed the re-election of John Sweeney for AFL president. He says unions need to stand together now more than ever due to the assault on working people by the economic policy.
All the unity we can get to help fight this off and to help bring working people back to a place where they have a chance for economic growth and opportunity in this country.
He added that if a split does occur in labor, there will need to be damage control.
Time and money and effort doesn't get biting, but rather continues to go toward organizing new workers.
Here's today's Dow Bob report. Just 78,000 jobs were created in May, an unexpectedly weak number. It's 100,000 below economic forecasters' expectations and a huge drop from the 274,000 jobs created in April. According to the Economic Policy Institute, this weak jobs creation picture is combined with flat or falling hours worked in most industries, slow wage growth, and the continuing levels of high long-term unemployment. The hoped-for, sustained, and powerful accelerated jobs growth isn't there.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For information, visit laborradio.org.
WWNR, Beckley.
Radio for the real majority. Head on.
Welcome back. Almost, God only knows what time it is where you are. Had an email since Grover Norquist. This is probably one of the most hateful human. Republicans and conservatives can best advance the cause of civility by working hard to finish off the hopes of the Democrats for any like neutering barnyard animals. As the vet says, they will be happier. That is the true heart, soul, and spirit. See, I say Republican. Oh, that Bob Kincaid, he's a hater. He's a hater. And yet, because of the way the Republican mind works, they're able to overlook the fact that Grover Norquist routinely calls members barnyard animals. Okay, you see how it works? That's how it works. Paradigm of the stump licker bunch that I've been telling you about, dealing with a gang of bullies. What do bullies do? The best example in American discourse today is Howard Dean. Howard Dean says that some Republicans have never worked an honest day in their life. Guess what? Howard Dean is correct. The man who occupies 1600 Pennsylvania, he has never worked an honest day in his life. Not one. Ever. At all. From his days as a boy in Midland, Texas, sticking M80s up the rear ends of frogs and lighting them because killing things is fun, to Andover, to Yale, God knows, to the National Guard. His days defending the Mexican border towns from flying Viet Cong in black pajamas. Arbusto Energy, financed, of course, by the Bin Laden family. The Harkin Energy, to Spectrum 7, to the Texas Rangers. Never has that man done an honest day in his life. But he says that, and what does... You want to talk about a neutered Democrat? How about Joe Biden standing up and saying, well, Howard Dean, I would never dare say a cross word to a Republican. They might hurt me. What we're dealing with. Joe Lieberman out there getting wet, sloppy kisses from George Bush? Blech. We need Howard Dean. Howard, you know, when Howard Dean says that the Republican Party is a white Christian monolith, it is! And you can tell that the other side is scared to death of the fact that they've been punched back by the amount of vitriol they've now turned on it. Flesh Flimball hollering his fool head off, his junky head. He just called dear, good, godly, upstanding Christian Rush Limbaugh, see, he's got me saying it now, called him a junkie. Sean Hannity playing the song about a woman. I believe in a two-party system. I do. But Howard Dean. Did have the meeting closed, cut off members of the House in mid because he didn't like the information that was coming forth? Folks, that's not a republic. Darn sure not democracy. That's who you're dealing with. That's the Republican Party. There's plenty of calm in the Democratic Party. It was calm when the hateful bankruptcy bill. Calm when Democratic members of the House of Representatives voted to repeal the estate tax because, well, you know, the rich are better than you and me. And Democrats pretty much showed themselves already neutered when they voted in favor of taking away your right to sue. Listen, it's the rest of the Republican Party, too. Phone number around hereabouts is 252-6200. Outside Beckley, it's 800-620-9967. Your emails can come to Bob at headonradio.com. Let's go to the phone. Calvin, you're head on.
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I just want to say how fitting. Beginning with your radio program. I'm glad to be here at the end here.
That's not the end.
Well, you know, Bob, all I cared for, the only reason I quit calling, because when truth is presented, and I'm not talking about winning here. I'm talking about when facts are presented to you. But completely disregard it.
Calvin, you wouldn't know a fact if it introduced to it, itself to you.
I'm not trying to bite at you.
No,
I'm just trying to say why I haven't called.
Well, to be honest, Calvin, we haven't missed you.
And how? Oh, I didn't say anybody did. I was doing that because I cared. And how can you debate somebody if facts and truth is not held up?
Well, see, that's
side.
The thing, Calvin. You've never had any, okay? You don't know how to argue. You don't know how to debate.
Sure.
I've heard you
That's
try
why you've
it.
Lost everyone, Bob.
I haven't lost anyone.
Sure you have.
My God, man, I'm listening to thousands all over the country every night.
You're
haven't been paying attention.
Mind.
Okay?
But you know,
so,
I want to finish on kudos.
Okay.
You know, I really thought that chaos was on the rise as far as speech being ungoverned. Speech is not governed. There's chaos.
Okay, you and your chaos. Hey, Jose, you're head on. Dylan.
You keep coping.
I'm going to.
They still sand in the air glass.
Yes, it will.
Garden growing.
I'm going to do it.
You can make this cheaper in Walmart.
And better tasting, too.
Yeah. Get all them good vibes. Jackson and Jesse Jackson out there in the West. Today I had an argument with a guy and told him I thought they was modern day Nimrods. Am I right or wrong?
You might be right, Jose.
I don't know how to judge things that's on the radio and the TV and what they put out about people, you know, if you don't see it firsthand. What do you think?
No, I think you're right. Modern, that's the best.
Well, that's the best way I could tell them.
And during coverage of Michael Jackson, even though the trial's over.
Get him back in there.
Well, I'm sure that woman's going to try to sue him. And about the money. 99% of what goes...
Hey, listen to this, Bob. Corporate greed leads to business collapse, leaving thousands without work. Fraud causes investor savings. That's dark Africa. It's happening here.
Yeah. I saw an article today, Intel. The thing that concerns me, Jose, is at what point these things are being built and made over there for us to buy here. When all the jobs are gone, how are we going to buy the junk?
Last anyway. The carrier.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Oh, I know. It's
destroying everything.
Yeah, it is.
Jelly, the earthquake. that time.
No, I saw where, well, I find it interesting that the earthquake, roughly a similar position only in the Pacific coast of North America today.
I don't know. Is that right?
That's the absolute truth.
Well,
bang,
the sign of the last days.
That's a, it,
one place after another.
Well, I tell
you. Open and what we got to do, endure to the end.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Jose. You take care.
And all we bless.
And you as well.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now. And rolling on Bill calling from Ohio. Hey, Bill, you're head on. Thanks for calling.
Good evening there, Bob. Listen, you don't know me, but I know you pretty well. White Rose Society.
Many people have.
Oh, I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Hi, James.
Oh, yeah.
Down in Florida there. Sure. He sure does. He's been on disability since 99. We're on the left. Guy that Howard that called in, that guy sounded like a real Nazi to me. Got to take speech, and you have to do something. Bob, I just want to let you know.
I apologize that for that, Bill. I hope you understand the spirit in which I offered it.
Yeah, well, I sure do, but I just placed by me here in Ohio in place somewhere.
I believe I'll be able to
stream into whatever show you're on.
Well, whatever I do, streaming will be, that's the future.
That is the future. There's that White Rose Society, there's so many go. And if you want to buy my TV, I've got about three or four, probably paid over $500 for each of them. They're worthless. They might as well be bricks.
Right, they're $500 paperweights.
They're $500 paperweights. I don't know what to do with. Unless I'm watching C-SPAN, they're not.
Yeah, we want History Channel. My family does. We watch a little work for CNN, and I camp out there a little depths to which that place.
You know, every once in a while, at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, listen to watch some of the classic movies. At least,
yeah.
At least you know you can get away and you can say, well. You know, something to get your mind off, but
exactly.
The rest of the TV, it's so much garbage on there, except for, like you say, the History Channel or maybe PBS, but now I'm worried about PBS.
Well,
I'm
yeah, sure. The House has been, and let's make sure everybody, the House of Representatives has moved.
They have?
Yes.
I've been following it. There's so many stories to follow, but
yeah, there are.
I understand the guy that took over PBS is a... right-wing Republican.
Absolute ideologue.
Bill Moyers, I know you probably 3 weeks ago or so.
Yes.
And maybe we'll see Bill Moyers back. I think
we will at some point. And where this show is concerned, the plans are already in the works.
Over half.
And yeah, exactly.
Ohio and Florida, votes would have ever been counted, would have been able to stand up and vote, and leave over half the people in the United States.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, Bill. But it's kind of 2 weeks' notice. But we'll be back, and I will make sure. Drop me an email, bob@headonradio.com. Put it on my list when the show does come back.
I'm sure you will. Listen, and I want to tell you how much I've appreciated your show every night. I know I've listened to you at least for the last 3 months when I finally found you, and I haven't missed a show.
Well, I tell you what, that means a lot to me, Bill, and it's great.
And I best of wishes to you, Bob.
Thank you very much, and the same to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. Let's see. John is with us. Hey, John, you're head on.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You?
I didn't know nothing about this. You leaving or going off the air?
The show's over as of June 30th here.
Gonna try to get back on, or?
I'm gonna figure out a way to make the show. It might be dark for a little bit, but we'll be back.
I didn't know nothing about that. The guy called me just a few minutes ago and told me about that.
Yeah, I was informed of.
Maybe you can take Dr. Bill's place.
Nah, I don't think so. Nobody can take Dr. Bill's place. He's got the stuff he's working on for the.
I'll miss you. I can tell you that.
Well, we got 2 more weeks. Six in, John.
Well, I hope so. I hope come back. I really do.
I do too.
Bye.
Take care, John.
All right.
Bye now. And Chuck. Hey, Chuck, you're head on.
Bob?
Yeah.
Hey, where was you September 11, 2001?
Where was I? I was sitting in my living room watching some of Bush's business associates crash planes into the world.
Yeah, that was a bad day, wasn't it?
It was an awful day.
What was George doing that day?
George was sitting reading a copy of My Pet Goat to some children in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Minding his own business.
Minding his own business?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you could call it that.
Okay, now I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I heard before you said George started this war.
Yeah.
How did George start the war?
Well, he's the president of the United States. Added missile cruisers to fire some time into various and sundry areas of mainly Baghdad. Then he fought. That's how he started the war.
No, actually, Osama bin Laden started the war.
Really? Osama bin Laden.
Was minding his own business.
Osama bin Laden started the war with Iraq.
Oh, with Iraq? Well, hey, you know what, pal? If you notice one thing, all the terrorists, that was one of their major main hideouts.
Oh, really?
So yeah, even when we so got even over to Iraq, we,
so even though the government has
been looking for
so even years. Though the government has said even though the government has said, Chuck, that there were no real terrorist connections between Saddam and Osama, I'm guessing you're a Fox viewer, right?
That, no, what you just said was true. There was no connection.
Right.
But you know what? If you take
so
thugs
George
from
Bush,
the west side of America and thugs from the east side of America, there's no real connection either. But they managed to get together once in a while.
Okay, so when did they get together? Were there Iraqis?
Oh, I don't know.
Were there Iraqis on the planes that slammed into the World Trade? Chuck, simple
Iraqi,
question.
The Iraqi people, I mean the government, met in Spain with some of Usama's pals.
Sorry, you're wrong. That's been disproven. You need to watch
proven.
Some. Yeah, it's been disproven. You need to watch something.
But no, I listen to them all. I weigh it all.
Well, the fact that, you're not weighing much because you're taking the administrative bug spray, lock, stock, and barrel. Yes, you read, among other things, a million things I could suggest that you read. Don't think any of them would do you any good. As long as we blow somebody up for what happened on 9/11,
no.
That's cool.
No,
because
I just want to blow up the idiots that caused it.
Well,
you
okay.
got to remember one
okay,
thing.
So,
the terrorists have been training hard for 30 plus years.
Okay,
and
Chuck,
America
dig this.
Did not hear
dig
them
this,
until
Chuck.
9/11.
Dig this, Chuck. It is a proven fact. We have killed over 100,000 innocent. Okay.
So has terrorists also.
No, they haven't killed 100,000. We have.
Probably
now
more.
You tell me.
How many
you tell me how
Saddam Hussein
Chuck.
Killed?
Chuck, you tell me how a pregnant woman living in some godforsaken desert corner of Iraq was a threat to America. Is it,
well,
is, it is it is it because she was going to have a,
like
it's
that,
just
it
unfortunate.
People get hurt and kill.
Yeah, God forbid. You know, it is unfortunate.
It's sorry that innocent people has to die, just like 3,000 yeah. Americans did, just because Osama bin Laden didn't like what we do over here.
Didn't like what we do over here.
Yep.
I think if you look at it a little more closely, you might over there. I'm out of time, Chuck. Take care.
Hates us because we've got home mortgages.
No weapons of mass destruction, no nuclear. Never mind the Downing Street memo that says in text to in March of 2002 that George Bush was going to have, no matter all that daunting evidence, you still...
Business of America is business. That would be Calvin Coolidge.
All right, time for our top of the hour break, and we'll come back and have at some more. The phone number is 252-6620-9967. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
We know we need more than Social Security to cover our retirement.
But finding a financial advisor who'll put our interests first is not easy.
If you seek financial advice, know your rights as a client. Call Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards toll-free at 888-CFP-MARK or visit cfp.net.
WWNR Beckley. Proud of over 50 years of broadcasting history. You can depend on us. News Talk 620. WWNR Beckley. It's 8 o'clock.
Influenza is serious.
Are you talking?
You have asthma or diabetes, are 50 or older, have a child 6 through 23 months, or live or work with those at high risk? Yes. Get immunized. A message from the Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
News Talk 620 WWN. Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
From the Weather Channel, and it is rather quiet for tonight, actually. All the shower and thunderstorm activity staying well to the north of us. Just a few scattered clouds at times, down to around 60. Partly cloudy for tomorrow with an upper level low across the region. May see an isolated shower popping up, mainly through the afternoon and evening, low 70s. And temperatures are very pleasant for this time of the year, Friday and Saturday, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Michael Palmer from the Weather Channel.
It's your second hour in the liberal sandbox, and you're Head On with Bob Kincaid.
All right, welcome back. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this, the Wednesday night prayer meeting edition of Head On. I'm Bob. Phone number is 252-6200. Outside Beckley, it's 8.
Hello.
How are you?
What's going on?
Oh, you are.
I missed it. Did you quit or were you fired?
Neither.
Well, then what's going on?
Was he pushed or did he jump? No.
Yeah.
it's a funding issue.
A funding issue?
That's, yeah.
But what? So what's going to take your place?
I have no idea.
They don't have funds for you, so it's going to be blank air?
No, there'll be something here.
Okay, so it's a salary thing.
Listen, I don't know. I mean,
well, you said it's fun. I'm just trying to get to the heart of the matter. It's a funding issue. Either it's going to be dead air, or they're going to find something cheaper to do, right?
They'll find something to do. I mean, they're not going to run.
Okay, and who makes this decision?
Management.
Okay, be more specific.
You know, I'm not.
I'm just trying to find out because I don't know. Obviously, I'm out of the loop here.
Oh, well.
I don't want to see you go.
I don't want to go.
It's funding.
That's my understanding.
Oh. All right, then. I'm sorry.
No, you owe me no apology.
No, I'm sorry to see you go.
Oh, believe me, I am too, but it's not.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I don't stream. So, yeah, you'll be gone for good as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you never know.
Nothing that I can get without a big old piece of tinfoil. Hey, thanks for all you've done and all you've taught me.
Well, my pleasure. No,
and I'll be listening till the end as long as I can get you.
Well, I will be.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care, Michelle.
Bye.
Bye. I'm not going to get any more time. And to think your thoughts or say your piece along with me, billions of dollars. Go to Chris. Hey, Chris, you're head on.
No fear. You're going to be back.
Oh, sure. I mean, I did.
I have very little doubt about it.
I was.
I can't. Bob, I can't hear you.
Crank it up. Better?
A little bit.
I mean, any more, and I'm going to be on top of the microphone.
I still can't hear you.
Now, what I was saying is, I believe in persistence. This show came to life because of my persistence and the persistence of others.
Well, if anybody wants to read your writing for a while now, or you can always read the Mansell Report.
Okay.
Mansell Report at blogspot.com.
There is no at, Chris.
Is none?
No. Mansell Report. The? Or is it just Mansell? Is there a the, or is it just Mansell Report?
Just Mansell Report.
Mansellreport.blogspot.com.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, there's no at.
Well, I get confused.
I'm easily confused myself, but we went looking for it. it was all the work of the intrepid John Kepi.
There you go. Now, I have posted brief articles from you before. Of course, as you know. Always glad to write your views on my side.
I appreciate
absolutely
that. I appreciate that.
I can't hear you.
I don't know what do you got down there? A string and a tomato can?
Well,
Chris?
We've had a bunch of rain, and the phones are acting up.
Oh, you know. Oh, by the way, if you can hear me, I want to ask you if you're aware of something. You're an. Have you heard the? And this just blew me away. Have you heard the fact that Alabama has decided that they are no longer going to mandatory history in elementary school?
Oh,
no kidding. Ran across that the other day and went, well, you know, it's a red state. Who needs?
Well, my daughter learns history us anyway. We teach her as much or more at home than they do at school.
And look at you, all liberal and having family values.
Well, I got an answer to that curled up my fish right here if I feel like making one.
I know.
Man, no, you get in the way of me teaching my child, and you better run. Like Neil Young said, come on up here in the mountains, buddy. Yeah,
same thing.
I'm not too worried.
Same thing goes for the red dirt of northwest Alabama.
Yeah. I mean, my daughter, we have watched PBS and History Channel, formed 8-year-old. She has a need to learn, and we don't give her the facts and let her make her own mind up.
Well, it's dangerous in fascist America.
No, that is exactly right. That's not where we're heading. That's where we are.
Yeah, I mean, let's quit saying we might get there someday.
No, we're there.
You know, maybe someday we'll get to the nifty black uniforms and the goose stepping, but we're already there.
Yeah.
Philosophically.
Well,
you know,
people have just got
spiritually.
To understand. It's a bad thing you going off the air, but in radio, this happens all the time.
Sure, it does.
It happens all the time, and you know that.
Oh yeah, well, you know, I've been sort of wrapped up in what a wonderful thing it is. Love, but in the midst of all that love. I kind of forgot that there's a sort of grapes of wrath element to the industry as well, you know.
Yeah,
well, Tom, so, Joe, time to pack up and go pick somewhere else.
Only way you can stay out of work in radio is if you're not looking.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be something, and you're going to be back, because there's such an incredible need for it.
I'd like to hope so. All right, Chris, we got to take our break. Thanks so much.
All right,
much,
Bob,
man.
Take care.
All right, later. All right, time for a break. You're bye bye Bob Orgy, because bye bye yet. Yeah, it's sort of, you know, I'm not dead yet. Oh, you will be very soon. You're very ill. They led the ABC Top of the Hour News with Terry Schiavo. Let the dead past bury its dead. There are a couple of things I'd like to point out about it. Head on, I'm Bob Kincaid.
Don't miss the 12th annual West Virginia Wireless United Way Charity Coffee Fan on Monday, June 20th at Black Knight Country Club. Entry fee $70 per person, includes cart, green fees, beverages, and lunch. Whole sponsorship $150. Beverages provided by Budweiser. Lunch provided by the Outback Steakhouse from 11:30 to 1. Tea times 8 a.m. or 1 p.m. Limited number of coffees allowed. Make your reservations early. Get a hole in one for a chance to win a new car from hometown Subaru Kia. It's the 12th annual West Virginia Wireless United Way Charity Golf Event on Monday, June 20th at Black Knight Country Club.
Around the block, just up your street, where the neighbors you should meet.
An injury or illness could not only affect your health, it could put your finances in jeopardy. Anything from buying everyday items like groceries to saving for retirement could become a burden. That's why it's important you talk to your State Farm agent, Bill Straub in Beckley, Don Bowling in Oak Hill, or Maria Dooley in Richwood, about making health insurance an essential part of your financial plan. They can help you protect your financial health with competitively priced health insurance products from Assurant Health. For more information on health insurance from Assurant Health, talk to Bill Straub in Beckley, or Don Bowling in Oak Hill, or Maria Dooley in Richwood. Coverage is issued and underwritten by Fortis Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. No member of the State Farm family of companies is financially responsible for the product. Fortis Insurance Company is not an affiliate of State Farm.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Where there's a tornado,
where there's a forest fire,
where Mother Nature is at her worst,
we're there. Where there's a search,
where there's a rescue,
where there are Americans in need,
we're there. When disaster strikes,
we're one volunteer force,
helping each other and simply doing what needs to be done.
We are the Civil Air Patrol,
the official auxiliary of the U.S. Air Force.
To join, call 1-800-FLY-2338.
Or log on to the World Wide Web at www.cap.gov.
WWNR Beckley.
A guy who's in no rush to be savage, Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. 18 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock, I'm Bob. You're going to get some or all of the details of the Schiavo autopsy in things like Top of the Hour newscasts, and I'm in between reporters wondering what they're going to do with their lives now that there's no more Jackson trial. You'll hear about it on all the Alphabet Soup networks. Nancy Grace, if you follow that, made an absolute idiot of herself trying to interview one of the jurors from the Jackson case. But as far as Terry Schiavo, there are some things we do need to remember. First being that Bill the Cat Killer Frist, the nasty, nasty, nasty man who has profited by God knows millions of abortions. Hey, Bill Frist was a cardiac surgeon, heart transplant surgeon, maybe even. He went to the floor of the United States Senate during the Schiavo debacle, argued that the experts who had spent countless hours were wrong. And this is a quote from Bill Frist. "I question it based on a review of the video footage, which I spent an hour or so looking at last night in my office. It certainly seems to respond to visual stimuli." Now, if this guy practiced heart surgery the way he practiced neurology, I'd be surprised to know that there was a single individual left on planet Earth alive that this sucker had operated on.
Okay? I reviewed some videotape, and that she certainly seems to respond to visual stimuli. Well, the autopsy did come out and say, oh, by the way, she was blind. The entire visual center of her brain was. And he wasn't just some Republican congressman from Florida, his last name's Weldon, was in the well of the house saying, she's responding to visual stimuli. If we just put the feeding tube back in and give her a little extra length on it, I'm sure she's going to get up and tap dance. No good. Not one ounce of good in them. Wouldn't trust them. Cat killer Bill Frist, as background, that what the good, godly, upstanding Christian. I'm not going to sign off on something apologizing for lynching. Goodness gracious. Resolution was adopted under what is called unanimous consent, whereby it is adopted as long as no senator expresses opposition. But the group that was the driving force behind the resolution asked Frist for a formal procedure that would have required. You may have heard of that, seeing as how the cat killer himself made a great deal of noise about it in the last couple of months. An up or down vote, where everyone has to stand and be counted, do anything about it by the Senate, just like Janice Rogers Brown, just like, and just like William Pryor, those three judicial freaks that are sitting on our courts now, just like them, this resolution deserved an up or down vote. The group asked that the debate on the resolution take place during business hours during the week instead of Monday evening, when most senators were traveling back to the Capitol. Cat killer Frist declined both. Said it was very disappointing that quote, other groups have gotten roll call votes, so there was nothing new to this, nothing different that we were asking for. Now then, a dude named Bob Stevenson. Now, you know he's got to be evil because he's Bill Frist's chief spokesman. Tuesday evening, he said the procedure that the majority established, quote, requested by the sponsors. Why, the only reason we didn't have a up or down vote on the resolution condemning the failure of the Senate to make a criminal act out of a bunch of people running around murdering other people because of the color of their skin, the only reason we did that was because that was requested by the sponsors. Who were the sponsors? Allen. Landrieu said Monday, before the resolution was adopted, Bob Stevenson was informed of Landrieu's statement. He amended at least one of the sponsors had requested adoption on a voice vote and in combination with the resolution. Well, okay, both of them didn't request it, but one of them sure enough did. Harumph. He agreed that Landrieu and Allen, quote, made have the resolution debated during the day. I would hate to be accused of being a name caller. One man says one thing, and two about when one man others, and the two others say, "Nope, we didn't say it." And there's independent verification. What do you call the guy who said, and he did not want to give? He wanted to operate in the dark. Bad Cochran, Republican of Mississippi. John Cornichael Enzi, Republican of Wyoming. Orrin Hatch, Republican of Utah, who was Richard Shelby, Republican of.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. Governor Manchin was in Beckley this morning campaigning for the pension bond amendment. The governor spoke to about 200 business leaders and area politicians. Breakfast at the Black Knight Country Club would allow the state to buy up to $5.5 billion in bonds that would refinance the state's opponents of the bonds, say investing them in the stock market is risky. But Governor Manchin said the real gamble would be not approving the amendment.
We know we're going to pay more. That's not anything that we're guessing. We know what our payments will be because we didn't pay what we had to on the front end. It's all loaded on the back end. Now, we know we're going to be paying more. The gamble is this. Will the economy grow to keep up with it? If the economy doesn't grow and we hit our dips and our valleys, the next governor and the next legislature is going to have to make a decision. Do you raise taxes to meet those payments, or do you cut services? What goes? That's what that's the real gamble you're taking.
Governor said the amendment would not create new debt and that lawmakers would not misuse the bonds or invest them unless conditions are absolutely perfect. If the amendment passes, the governor says the state could save more than $1 billion in the next 30 years. Fast-moving thunderstorms with winds up to 50 miles an hour caused a lot of damage in Raleigh County, Kanawha County, and Fayette County yesterday evening. Lightning struck a mobile home in Fairdale, setting it on fire, while a tree on Avery Street in Crab Orchard caught on fire after being struck by lightning. Power was out for a short time in several areas of Beckley. A transformer blew up in Mabscott, and in Fayette County, reported downed trees and power outages in the Kanawha Valley section from Maleny, Coal Mountain, and Laurel Branch. The storm left a total of about 20,000 AEP customers without. Motorists on Woodlawn Avenue had better watch the speed limit because city officials are cracking down on speeders after they've received complaints about cars going too fast through that area. A traffic study shows that about half of all motorists on Woodlawn traveling at around 20 miles an hour where the speed limit 15. Mayor Emmett Pugh says police have been busy on Woodlawn Avenue. News, here's the forecast for the rest of today. Partly cloudy tonight, a slight chance of showers late tonight. Partly cloudy with a low mid-50s. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers in the early morning to around 1 in the afternoon. Then partly cloudy, high near 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low 50. And for Friday, a slight chance of showers early in the morning. Rest of the day, partly cloudy with a high near 7. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
George W. to be president, George Washington, sagely warned against America getting caught up in entangling alliances. Bush has our country now entangled and put us on the wrong side of history, morale. For example, check out W.'s buddy in Uzbekistan, President Islam Karimov. Since September 11th, the Bushites have constantly Karimov's government as a staunch ally. What wanted us to know is that their buddy is a repressive, brutal, autocrat Uzbekistan with an iron fist, teaching his troops to open fire with rifles and machine guns. Independent sources say several hundred protesters and bystanders were gunned down, but Karimov's government is trying to cover it up by declaring that the uprising was a, quote, planned and well-prepared terrorist act by international radical extremist groups. Karimov says he's just being a good soldier in Georgia's global counterterrorism fight. Only terrorists were liquidated, his spokesman said of the crackdown. Amazingly, the Bushites are still standing buddy. They've characterized these democracy fighters who rose up against Karimov as militants and terrorists. Bush's Secretary of State, for example, Condi Rice, sympathized with the oppressor, saying that no government should have to deal with terrorists. This is Jim Hightower. Guess who armed and trained Karimov's troops? The Bushites. Using the foreign military financing program, progressive regime, creating new enemies for America among the people who should be our friends.
Message from the American Library Association and Bernie Mac about the hard times facing our nation's libraries.
Hey, I'm Bernie Mac, and libraries need your help. Many are forced to cut back hours, reduce services, and even close their doors. So what can you do? I tell you what. Support your local library and help keep your library doors open. Contact your local library to find out how you can make a difference in your community. The future is at your library, so make sure your library has a future. Just a little something from the Mac.
Brought to you by the Campaign for America's Libraries. For more information, visit the American Library Association website, www.ala.
WWNR, Beckley.
You can be right and be wrong, or be left and be right. Head on with Bob Kincaid.
All right, we're back. Email from our good friend David in Tennessee. Have issue. Cat killer. David writes, to make matters worse, Bob, Fox Radio News outlet saying only 15 senators unnamed didn't sign off, and they state flatly that Frist was a co-sponsor. Co-sponsor? Exclamation.
Ah!
Bill Frist did, in fact, sign on to the resolution, but we know now that George Allen, the original sponsor, and Mary Landrieu, the original sponsor of SRS 39, asked personally
the cat killer to allow daytime debate midweek and a roll call up or down vote. Fist denied both requests. And then, in true Republican fashion, he wouldn't stand up for his ugly little tactics and claim them for his own. He tried to put it off on Mary Landrieu and George Allen, who both said, bug spray! We asked for an up or down roll call vote and debate during business hours midweek. Is a liar. And look, if you cover for a Nazi, you're a Nazi. If you cover for a Klansman, you're a Klansman. If you cover for these bigoted, prejudiced, hateful 16th century so-called American molecule inside Bill Frist. Here, let me refer to the words that Dick Cheney used in describing Howard Dean for simply calling Republicans what they are. Maybe his mother loved him, but I don't know. And that is Bill Frist to a T. Good in him. The man panders. Remember his little video show up at Sunday Justice, whatever? Pandering to those religion industrialists. And what's one of the central tenets? Why do they want these freak judges on the courts? So that they can eliminate a poor woman's opportunity to take care of her. That's what they want. Millions of dollars. Owned by the Frist family. From even those really icky abortions. Wizard of Oz bat wings. And then they take the scissors and they stick it in the baby's neck. Yeah, even that kind of abortion. Those have been performed. Profits by them, and he is the wealthier. Because he is a filthy, rotten, dirty liar. I think it was Brian in New Jersey who brought it up. Because I have to, my family lives on a budget. Therefore, by virtue of the fact that we have, there are elements that, you know, and I don't want to spend my nation into bankruptcy fighting stupid foreign wars that didn't need to be started in the first place. I believe in spending American dollars in America on things that matter, like health care for children and health care for all Americans, as opposed to spending Halliburton in the middle of some godforsaken stays of Alexander Forward. And before that. So maybe it is a false dichotomy. Maybe, and I think, yeah, with right smack dab on top of it. And the question is, will we talk about it freely and will we say that that is what we are? Here it is. In this country, there are fascists. There are anti-fascists. And among the anti-fascists, you can, you know, labor, environmentalists, women's rights advocates, children's advocates, all manner of political groups. Healthcare advocates. Then there are the fascists. And you know what? Howard Dean is right. They are monolithic. Monolithic. One stone. One great, big, hateful, implacable rock. So the learning comes when we figure out that a labor issue is an issue for the environmentalists. And that a women's health and reproductive rights issue is an issue, and that if we, my side, the anti-fascist, pro-republic, pro-constitution, pro-United States of America side, had better figure that out. Because Sunshine Fascism, Dateline New York, the leader of a conservative religion industry lobby group, appears to suggest that gay people should be required to wear warning labels, although he denies that was said. Who? The Reverend Bill Bonucci, executive director of the New York Christian Coalition, in a statement to the Mid-Hudson News. Here's what he said. We put warning labels on cigarette packs because we know that smoking takes 1 to 2 years off the average lifespan, yet we celebrate a lifestyle that we know spreads every kind of sexually transmitted disease. It takes at least 20 years off the average lifespan, according to the 2005-ish psychological reports. That's what he says. This Bonucci freak, he is certainly no follower of Christ, cites a journal, this psychological, that is nothing but a sad, sick miasma of articles that many mainstream... Wait a minute! Can syphilis be passed by heterosexuals? Can God be passed by heterosexuals? Can genital herpes be passed by heterosexuals? Can inflammatory disease be pets the lifestyle that Reverend Bill Benucci celebrates? Never mind. When you are a fascist, by a liberal, aggressive, and for the republic for which it stands.
News true?
What news?
How about you leaving here?
Yeah.
When's this going to happen?
June 30th.
And why? Lost your sponsorship? Is that what you're saying?
No. No. My sponsors are ready, and they're ready to pour more money in.
I'd like to hear it, Bob. I really do. I kind of agree. But we've been cordial with each other.
Of course.
We've been friendly. Better moments, we've chuckled and laughed.
Certainly.
You know, I hate to see it happen. Yeah, the two programs going to remain the same?
Absolutely.
Well, I hate it for you, Bob. I really do.
I hate it too, but I like. I think about it. And, Kyle, I'll be quite honest with you. Hey, Mom, they get kicked.
So you're going to be back?
One way or another. Yeah,
same time?
I hope to, because 7 to 10.
Are you going to be doing it on the same station?
No. As far as I know, no. It's
Bob, but the 8 thing doesn't work, Bob.
I know. I wish your party could figure that out.
Bob, but, you know.
Now, wait a minute. Okay. Your vice president, the guy you voted for the other day, maybe his mother loved him, but I can't think of anyone. So why don't you drop a line to Dick Cheney? Drop a line to Dick Cheney and tell him that the hate thing doesn't work in the Senate during a Senate session. You might suggest that he give up the hate.
What about the things Ted Kennedy and Robert Byrd and these people have said about our president and about our vice president?
What, the fact that he lied us into a war? Is that hate speech?
That's not what I'm talking about, Bob. It's some of the name-calling and things that have gone on.
What name?
You know, and you had the audacity a while ago to make the comment about, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it when you said it. You made the comment about a former member and a leader of the Ku Klux Klan, and of all people to make that kind of statement on your program after all that's been brought up about Robert Byrd.
See, you keep trying to go back to Robert Byrd. I set the rules up for you yesterday. If you want,
did you hear the bit that Rush played in the show today that Robert Byrd said about?
I don't listen to Flush Flimball. That's to me. But seriously, you want to talk about Bob Byrd? We will talk about Bob Byrd. But you have to explain to me why Trent Lott, Republican senator of Mississippi, and his colleague Tad Cochran, Republican senator of Mississippi, refused to sign off on this resolution that apologized for the Senate's failure to do.
Bob was not Senator Byrd. And
okay,
Senator,
now see, Kyle, we're
Senator
you're
Gore,
gonna, you're, no, Kyle, you're going to have to operate according
Senator
to the rules
Al Gore,
here.
Senator Al Gore Sr.
Now, I need you to explain to me why Lamar Alexander wouldn't sign off on this Senate resolution. Now, we'll talk about Bob Byrd till hell won't hold either one of us, Kyle, but you know what? First, you have to explain to me why a member of your party in the present, right now, not 60 years ago, right now, stood up for lynching. Explain that to me. Why did Orrin Hatch stand up for lynching?
Who says Orrin Hatch stood up for lynching?
He refused to sign off on this resolution.
And Robert Byrd and
okay. No. I'm sorry. We don't talk about Robert Byrd until you explain to me why 19 or 20 Republican members of the United States Senate, the most political body on the face of the planet, could not find it within their moral, Christian, white, good, godly, upstanding selves to say that torturing black people for being black was inherently wrong, and it was wrong for the Senate to do nothing about it. We will talk about Bob Byrd for the rest of the night.
Bob, I will explain that to you when you explain to
No, this is in the present, Kyle. We're not talking about 60 years ago. 60 years ago is the dead past. Let the dead past bury its dead. But right now, you've got a problem in your party, Kyle, and the problem you've got in your party is you've got at least 20 Klansmen active in the United States Senate, and I want to know why you're willing to tolerate that.
Because, Bob,
telling me that you are willing to tolerate Klansmen in your party in the United States Senate.
Bob,
Klansmen like Lamar Alexander, Orrin Hatch, Trent Lott, Tad Cochran, Richard Shelby of Alabama, John Sununu of New Hampshire, Michael Crapo of Idaho, John Cornyn of where else, Texas, Kay Bailey Hutchinson of Texas. Why? I don't understand, Kyle. Why will you tolerate, why will you be part of a party that to this day believes that lynching is nothing to apologize for?
Bob, this conversation is why you've lost our
No, I haven't. I haven't.
And good luck to the future.
I haven't lost anything. Take care, Kyle. Have a good night. Oh, mercy. How it works. I'm begging. I am begging for an explanation from some member of the Republican Party about why they would ever want to be a party to an organization that can't even say that lynching was wrong. Pick a good adjective. How can you stand lynching is wrong? It was wrong 100 years ago to kill the color of their skin. Why? Chuck Grassley of Iowa. This guy can't sign off on a resolution that says it was wrong for the Senate. My heart bleeds to think about what was... You don't get to go around again. It, and there is no dress rehearsal. Why? Why would you...
In Lancaster, a little coach gets his team to the big game.
In Ventura, a volunteer firefighter orders herself out of bed at 4 a.m.
In Peoria, a CPA joins the PTA.
In Nashville, an aspiring songwriter joins the Naval Reserve.
People across America are giving back to their community and their country. The Naval Reserve is proud to include these individuals among our ranks. Together, we will build a better world. Call 1-800-USA-USNR or go to NavalReserve.com. Naval Reserve, stay strong.
If you seek the help of a financial planner, you have the right to advice that is competent, ethical, and based on your needs. For the booklet, Your Rights as a Financial Planning Client, call Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards toll-free at 888-CFP-MARK. That's 1-888-237-6275. Or visit CFP.net.
Proud of over 50 years of broadcasting history. You can depend on us. News Talk 620, WWNR, Beckley. It's 9 o'clock.
Influenza is serious.
Are you talking to me?
If you have asthma or diabetes, are 50 or older, have a child 6 through 23 months, or live or work with those at high risk, yes, get immunized. A message from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel, and it is rather quiet for tonight, actually. All the shower and thunderstorm activity staying well to the north of us. Just a few scattered clouds at times, down to around 60. Partly cloudy for tomorrow with an upper level low across the region. You may see an isolated shower popping up mainly through the afternoon and evening, low 70s. And temperatures are very pleasant for this time of the year, Friday and Saturday, upper 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Michael Palmer from the Weather Channel.
Shining a liberal light in the conservative darkness, Bob Kincaid, head on.
Hey, we're back. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, I'm Bob. This is Head On. A little good news. John Kepi just passed this over to me. A little anti-fascist activity. Now, the fascist-in-chief at the White House has said he will veto this legislation. The House of Representatives, nonetheless, has voted to block the FBI and the Justice Department from using the Patriot Act to search library and bookstore records. They clearly and easily rejected that part of the Patriot Act that allows the government to investigate the reading habits, because that's fascism, pure and simple. But, of course, George says he'll veto that. Go to the phones. Wayne has been waiting. Thanks, Wayne. Hey, you're head on. Wayne.
Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Well, yeah, what? You know, so, you know, now you're going off the air, you fixed the beep. You know, we're good mechanics there, King Gates. Oh, God. What am I going to do with you? Listen, I know there's a rule about not talking about other people.
Yeah.
From one show to the other or not.
Yeah, yeah.
But let me explain.
Okay.
Kyle, brother Kyle, because I've met Kyle.
Okay.
And I've looked Kyle in the eyes.
Right.
Now, you didn't do like George Bush with Putin and look in his soul or anything, did you?
No, just his eyes.
Okay, good.
And I saw what he was. I saw, you know, Kyle had the... Do you remember when I did a picket in front of ARH, Appalachian Regional Hospital?
Yeah, sure.
Kyle stopped and came and introduced himself to me.
That's nice.
Kyle came and looked me eye to eye.
Yeah.
That's a good man.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's a good man. Now, so I'm not talking about Kyle. I'm talking to Kyle.
Okay. I'll
is that fair?
Hey, as long as the language is good, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. No. I ain't going to. Well, you know. I mean, I'll try real hard.
Okay.
But.
And if you fail, we've got a magic button.
Okay, good. You know. Tell John, you know, get your finger ready. Or, I don't know. What did you got chalk like a, you know, on a cue stick on a table? Or what? But. Here's my thing. You kicked his butt with this, you know, anti-lynching or whatever the thing was.
Yeah.
And Kyle's smarter than that. Kyle's confused. Kyle is a working man. Like I said, I see, you know, Kyle, I guess he's a part owner in a cab company and they own a limousine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that sounds fancy, but. Kyle's a driver. He's a worker. He's a good man.
Yeah.
And, but like I say, he's confused. And my thing to Kyle, I want to say to Kyle is, like, you know what, it's like, you ever meet anybody that smoked for 45 years and then they quit and they become this preacher and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you walk up to them and they go, oh, you got to quit that. The guy's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what Kyle's become since he left the Democratic Party. And I want to say to him, like, you know, if you were a big advocate for the Democratic Party as you want to be for the Republicans, maybe we wouldn't be in the shape we're in. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
You know.
It does.
I want Kyle to, you know, I'll be around. He knows what I am. I'm in the phone book.
Right.
I'm the union guy. Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation. Call me. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know. And, well, that's kind of what I wanted to say, boss.
That's fine by me.
What, I don't know. Your analogy with the eagle kicking out of the nest?
Yeah.
I really dug that one.
Hey.
This is the best thing that ever happened to you. I'm going to tell you that.
It may be.
I mean, you're, you know, the guy from Ohio said it. John said it. You know, truth will, what's the proper word?
The truth.
Persevere?
Yeah.
Is that a right
persist.
Word?
Persist.
You're the college guy. Is that a proper?
Yeah, that works for me.
You know all about them. What are your adjectives and pronouns and nouns and
gerunds and subjunctives and all kinds of scary
probably,
language stuff.
What do they call that? Diagram of sentence or something?
Oh, don't even think.
What they do, you said you make me do or try to make me do.
Well,
what do you, you know, break up a sentence. I said, why would you want to do that? It's a perfectly good sentence. Who the hell wants to cut it up?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we need to get back to that so our kids can get smart like you did.
Yeah, it might be nice.
Yeah. But anyway, brother, that's why I called.
All right.
I know, well, like I'm saying, you know, if these people are foolish enough to get rid of you, you know, it'll be like the first guy that dumped Elvis.
Guys, I tell you what, I've enjoyed being in this little band you call the Beatles. I think I've got a bigger solo career out there.
There you go. That's exactly right. See, Elvis realized that in the beginning.
All right, Wayne, thanks so much, man.
All right, brother, have a good one.
Later.
Bye.
Bye now. And Ed. Hey, Ed, your head on.
Hey, good.
How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing pretty good, but I missed the first part of your program, and all I could put together, it looked like you were quitting or that...
I ain't quitting.
What is the deal?
Yeah, show's over.
Well?
June 30th.
Sounds like the Republicans, the politicians, and the merchants... They just can't stand the truth, can they? I think the term that Wayne was looking for was "truth will set you free,"
Yeah.
They'd rather be in bondage. And you had about three callers there. Bob, you really got to contribute ignorance to their comment. And it would fit the early morning show real good. But don't, please, you guys, Kevin, whatever your names are, don't call someone that's educated. You're showing your stupidity. So that's, and, you know, I think Bob on this thing with your show is between Chamber of Commerce and all of them together, they can get the message from me that that Raleigh County, Beckley especially, will never get a cent of anything I spend. And like I said, I've got about 20 people that will back that up. And it take their business. I know I would
I got to tell you, Ed,
Charleston or Bluefield before I'd spend a dime with
it. Ed, I got to tell you, I have not been told that there's been any. I got nothing but good for folks here. I was given an opportunity to do this show, and I'm great to it.
Well, it looks sort of suspicious to me.
I understand.
You know how most of us feel about it. The thing of it is, you picked up such an audience that it's a shame to drop them. That station should be ashamed, the management of it should be ashamed of not letting this go on. And that's the way I honestly, that's from my heart.
Well, you know, this
is, saying that.
I appreciate that, Ed, and I mean, that's what this is all about. This is the
Well, it was one of the sources of light and truth, and that's something that the Republican Party and the ones that call themselves Democrats, they can't, that's just very disappointing, very disheartening. And if it was going to take somebody off the air, this should have been Rush Limbaugh or the likes of him.
No, I tend to concur with your opinion of. No, I mean, we had a situation. I'm not going to tell the story. Ed, we got to take our break.
All righty. Well,
all
right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care now. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye now. All right. Seriously, got to take a break here. Then more of your 252-6200 outside Beckley 800.
Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you shop for your next car at Allen S. Toyota. Because at Allen S. Toyota, you get it all. Great gas mileage, great factory rebates, the best cars and trucks. You get it all. Allen S. Toyota has new Corollas with as much as 40 highway miles per gallon. Save with factory rebates up to $1,500 on new 2005 Tundras. Plus, choose from Toyota's certified used vehicles. Allen S. Toyota wants your trade. You get thousands more for your old car at Allen S. Toyota. It may be worth more than you think. You get it all. 40 miles per gallon. $1,500 factory rebate. Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you buy your next Toyota at LS Toyota. 300 Rural Acres Drive in Beckley. See ToyotaUSA.com for details. All rebates to dealer.
Any of you guys out there looking for the girl next door? Because I know where you can find her. Cupid.com. It's a place to meet women that live close by. Cupid.com isn't interested in compiling some big worldwide network. They're focused on putting you in touch with the cuties you pass on your way to work. People who share your same area code. Basic Cupid memberships are free with zero obligations. You can even reply to messages from Gold members, a service you usually pay for on other sites. You can remain anonymous and still put Cupid's auto match to work, locating women with your favorite traits and qualities. Bigger online dating sites show you a universe of women, which is perfect if you're into long-distance relationships. But Cupid.com shrinks that world to women right in your backyard, because the girl next door never lives three states away. Find your true love at Cupid.com, either online or at one of our fun local events.
Cupid.com, advertising locally on great radio stations to bring people together for love.
WWNR Beckley.
Here's Bob Kincaid. Head on.
Welcome back. 18 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock here in darkening uptown Beckley. Ben, hey, Ben, you're head on.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm okay.
You know, something you said here doesn't really add up.
You know, I'm the sort of person, I can't put a bunch of sums down on a piece of paper and not try to. And, you know, it's kind of like the story of the three blind men who were asked to describe an elephant. One approached the elephant from the front and said, you know, I think an elephant is long and thin and sinewy like a snake. Another one approached the elephant from the side and found one of the legs and says, no, an elephant is big and round like a tree trunk. It's like it's a tall vertical shaft. Another one approached the elephant from the back and said, ugh, elephants smell worse than Republicans. But
one of these days I'm getting a snare drum here, Ben.
But, you know, I know you, and I know that you would do this show for free.
That's true.
And I also know that Wayne and his compatriots pile a considerable amount of money on Southern Communications. And I also know that the two things added together really can't be explained by financial considerations unless those financial considerations are entirely political. And you don't have to comment on that.
Okay, I'd rather not.
I figured as much.
Because, I mean, I want to make something clear, Ben. I've said before that this is one of the best places I've ever worked. It is.
Yep.
So it is absolutely chock full of great, great human beings.
Yep. I understand. Trust me, because I deal with talk show hosts daily.
That you do.
I understand the sort of political heat that can come down upon a broadcaster or a small chain of broadcasters about a single talk show host who seems to be rocking the boat. I've even seen that done to an entire network. At one point in time, Mike Malloy, Hartman, and Peter Werby,
right,
and Tiziano, and a bunch of other fine people were on a network that was run by the United Auto Workers.
I.E. America, I remember it well.
I.E. America. Now, IE America conservatively had an audience at any given time during good broadcast time of 400,000 or 500,000 people. And they shut it down. They didn't try to sell it. They didn't try to give it away.
Ben, I listened to that for years.
Yep.
And they weren't selling it.
They weren't selling it. I know because I tried to buy it. I had several million dollars that people had pledged to let me go and file papers and buy the place.
Well, by selling it, I mean they weren't going out and selling ads on it.
Right. But they wouldn't even sell the network when they had decided to close it.
No, they just killed it.
And the reason they killed it, the entire reason they killed it, was because the Republicans made them do it in return for not beating up even harder on United Auto Workers.
Problem believing that.
Okay? And so I understand exactly the sort of thing that is probably going on here. And it's just like the back end of an elephant. It smells worse than a Republican.
Thank God you said that.
Well, you know, I can say that because my employer isn't going to fire me.
No, you are your employer.
That's correct. You take care, sir.
All right, thanks, Ben.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Jethro. Hey, Jethro, you're head on. Jethro. Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Let's call this for what it is. Screw job censorship.
I'm told that it isn't.
Right. You know, that you haven't lost any sponsors. They're willing to put more money in, but they're still gonna take you off. Looks to me like, once again, powers that be up there at the station are caving in to political pressure and,
Where would it come from, Jethro? I mean,
well, I don't know, but evidently somebody's wanting you censored. What other reason, if they're not losing money, and you're willing to give them more, and they still can't find a way to put you on there? You know, I mean, they can justify that something that goes for a sports show from 6 to 7. You're trying to tell me they've got sponsors for those two clowns, and then they're going to drop you? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, let's take it easy on the other people here. I mean, like I said, I work with a lot of great people, Jethro. Everybody I know just pours their heart and soul into this. But you know, I almost feel bad about bringing it up because like I said, my main goal was to be honest with everybody and be straight. I've invested my time listening to other radio shows, and then you turned on one day and the guy's gone. You call him and say, hey, what happened to him? Oh, he is no longer with us.
Well, yeah. That's what they're going to say about you. I mean, I don't think that there's an honest explanation given here for why you're going to be leaving. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Just like Ben was saying, this stuff's not adding up.
Well, I don't profess to fully understand.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm not buying that at all. I think that there's a lot of pressure for them to get rid of you, and I think they're caving in. And you know, I'm just going to have to boycott. To me, that's the only thing I can do. And I hate to give up Rick and Steve over the coals there a lot of times during the mornings, but I can't see anything else to do but boycott the station. I mean, if they're going to do that, they're going to go along with this fascist stuff. And
I'm not calling for that, Jethro. I mean, I'm really.
Well, I know you're not calling for it, but I mean, that's the only thing that I can do to show them my displeasure, my dislike for some of the stuff that they do. I mean, they got rid of there used to be a guy with Steve in the mornings, and I think he made a joke about some homosexuals or something, and next thing you know, he was gone. I just think they're caving in to some pressure, and it's sad.
Well, I'd be lying to you, and I absolutely refuse to do that. I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't sad. I'm heartbroken. Okay?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I understand that, and a lot of your listeners and stuff are too, and they have expressed that, and I don't know. To me, it's an outrage. It's really an outrage. I mean, you know, where's the fair and the balanced, you know, approach here?
Well, we know that the fairness doctrine was had a knife put in it, killed under of Reagan. There, you know, the FCC does not maintain a fairness doctrine anymore. That is what provided for the rise of.
Yeah.
I mean, it was done on purpose. Because.
Oh, well, sure, and then you've got these. Satanic characters like Calvin who want you to think that they're a Christian who call up and you know and can't hide their glee and then want to start talking about how.
Oh, you want to see Glee, Jethro? Wait till you hit the boards.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, I haven't been there lately, but I can feel accuracy.
And we know who.
Yeah.
And we can predict those that will be saying it too.
Sure.
Yes. Well, it's I just, you know, to me this is an underhanded deal. It's a stabbing in the back to me, and very upset.
Well,
and
it will be back. I mean, maybe not back.
Sounds good. Well, Bob, I got to get off here. So,
all right, take it easy, Jethro. It's always good to hear from you.
Planning a little river trip Sunday.
Over there to the Rock.
Yeah.
Depending on the weather, might try.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
See you, Jethro.
Bye.
Later. All right, break time, news update, little of this, little of that. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. The Raleigh County Board of Education has unanimously voted to close the Alternative Education Center. Vote last night was in favor of a plan moving the alternative program from a building to plan, limits class size, and directly today campaigning for the pension bond amendment. About 200 business leaders in area politics has ordered all state flags displayed at Woodlawn Avenue had better watch the speed leaders. After they receive complaints, traffic study shows that about half of all busy on Woodlawn.
We heard tonight that probably since that last council meeting, we've given out about 100 tickets total in the Woodlawn Avenue area. And that's also counting warning tickets. So we want to try to ride herd on that, and that's something we're going to do.
Mayor says they'll continue to rotate police and radar units on Woodlawn. West Virginians will get a little relief after days of hot, humid weather and a night of fast. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers in the morning. News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
This is America on the Road. You are probably carrying a new in-car navigation tool right now. We'll have all the details to help you avoid getting lost. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jack Nerad. Every week, Mike and I help listeners make the right choices when it comes to often that we come across a product so unique, patented by the U.S. Department of Energy, for over 10 years by the military, government, all oils and additives for peak performance, motor silk, a must-buy for every car. Call 1-866-LESS-FUEL or go to evergreenamerica.com. Jack Nerad. Today, people use their cell phones to call for directions. Tomorrow, their cell phones will simply give them directions. These days, most consumer mobile positioning systems are installed in cars. The power navigation system helps people get from well-known point A to notoriously hard to find point B while driving. But a new breed of navigation get driving directions via their cell phone or...
This is Mike Hansen. Current automobile navigation systems typically turn-by-turn driving instructions, but vehicle navigation systems are costly. According to a TRG Medifax consumer, a new class of nav systems called PND, portable navigation devices, is about to make those same features much more affordable. With entry prices starting as low as $300, portable navigation devices will function auto manufacturer-fitted devices and often use the same map database provider. And since PNDs are portable, they can be taken from car to car, a big advantage to consumers.
And we'll have more
WNR Beckley.
He's got the heart of a conservative, pickled on a jar on his desk. Here's Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. All right, the final half hour of this Wednesday night prayer meeting. I wanted to throw this one out there for your consideration. This means something. There's this guy, a fellow named Morgan Reynolds. He is a PhD, also professor emeritus at Texas A&M. He is also the former chief economist in the Labor Department during Bush's first term. So, out there, left-wing, wacko, nutcase, conspiracy freak, black helicopters, tinfoil helmets, and chemtrails guy, he's not. Perhaps the World Trade Center is bogus. Says it's far more likely that a controlled demolition destroyed, this is another quote, if demolition destroyed three steel skyscrapers, then the case for an inside job and a government attack on America would be compelling. Remember Operation Northwoods? It was a plan that the CIA brought to Jack Kennedy. And the way, no, this is not conspiracy theory stuff either, declassified, you know, that kind of thing. Operation Northwoods, bombing an American city, setting it up to make it look like Castro did it. Remember, by the federal government and blaming Cuba. Told you who Morgan Reynolds is. Outfoxed the mighty U.S. military, adding that the scientific conclusions about the world, it's hard, he says, to exaggerate the importance of a scientific debate over the cause of the collapse of the... If the official wisdom on the collapses is wrong, as I believe it is, then policy based on such erroneous engineering analysis is not likely to be correct either. Government's collapse theory is highly vulnerable. Only professional demolition appears to account for the full beginning. The Bush administration claimed that burning... Many independent investigators, however, disagreed, and they've been hard-pressed to disprove the government theory since most prior to independent investigation. You know, when the Challenger went down and when Columbia blew up in the sky, we picked up every last piece of figured out exactly what happened. You notice that that was not done with the rubble. Facts demonstrating the flaws in the government jet photos showing people walking around the hole. When the South Tower was hit, most of the North Tower's flames had already fire did not grow over time, probably saying it, no, I'm not a certain. Certainly gives you pause for concern. Former member of the Bush administration, what would we do as a nation if we found out it? What would we do? Well, the way we're conditioned now, I suspect that, one, if there was incontinence, certainly wouldn't be as important as that girl is on Aruba. I had the good fortune to have a very good... I know what happened to the plane in Pennsylvania. Is it like the explanation in Men in Black? Because people can't deal with the fact. Go to the phones, though. Margaret is with us. Margaret? Oh, Margaret. Ah! I'm taking it Margaret is a monkey. All right, Chuck has showed up for round two. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, round two, yeah, but... just two questions. Number one, if you was President Bob on 9/11, and knowing what we know today, what would you have done?
On 9/11?
Yes.
What, why don't we start with what I wouldn't have done? I wouldn't have sat terrified, wetting myself for 12 minutes in a schoolroom in South Florida. I wouldn't have flown to a hidey hole in Nebraska or Louisiana. I would not have waited, a week before I showed up at the site of the attack. What would I have done? I probably would have done something differently than George. I wouldn't have attacked Iraq for something Iraq didn't do.
That's like on
December 8th, 1941, after Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, having FDR walk to the podium in a joint session of Congress and declare war on Bolivia. It's the same thing as what George Bush did.
Well, you see, after 9/11, we didn't attack Iraq. We attacked Afghanistan after we found out that Bin Laden and his pals was behind 9/11.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Laden and his pals. Who would those pals be?
Well,
would one of those pals be the not yet dead Ronald Reagan who created Bin Laden by funding the Mujahideen in Afghanistan? Would that be one of those pals?
Well,
one of those pals be George W. Bush or George H. W. Bush, whose CIA connections provided arms and military support to Osama bin Laden during the Afghan war with pals?
Well, it was just like you just said, the Northwoods Commission. From the CIA there, you really think that John Kennedy was behind a plan to make an attack on America and blame it on Cuba?
No, he wasn't. He expressly rejected it, Chuck. Apparently you weren't listening.
But the CIA went to him and said, hey, we got this great plan.
Yeah, they did.
Really?
Yeah, Operation Northwoods. Look it up.
Yeah. Another question. You say Bill is a Klansman?
Who? Bill who? Bill who?
Bill Frist.
Bill Frist, absolutely. He's also an abortionist.
I mean,
he's an abortion supporter.
That he's a Klansman.
Yeah, because he provided. Look, if you provide political cover for racists, you're a racist. If you provide political cover for a bigot, you're a bigot. Okay.
Well, you see,
it's called being a collaborator.
It's just like if Senator Byrd was still a Klansman.
Nope, sorry, we can't talk about Senator Byrd until you explain to me. Oh, Senator Lott, Senator Cochran, Senator Hatch, Senator Bennett, Senator Bunning, Senator Cornyn, Senator Hutchison. Present time, right now, why those people could not sign off on that Senate resolution. Until you can do that, there's no legitimacy in discussing something that happened 60 years ago with Senator Byrd, for which he apologized and for which he was forgiven.
Yes, we know about Byrd, and he apologized for that. If you remember in one of his interviews, he said...
No. See, Chuck, there are some rules here, and what you have to do is you have to talk about these Republican senators in the present right here, June the 15th, 2005. Do you want to talk about those? Do you?
Well, you see, we're going on a lot of subjects, past and present.
No. You guys want to talk about a guy's membership in brief, however, 60 years ago? You know, and it really does show the failure of your arguments and your reasoning. But the point here is that you've got real, live, honest to God, unreconstructed, old-fashioned Southern bigots. We're not going to talk about Byrd. I want you to explain to me why Lamar Alexander, former presidential candidate Lamar Alexander, can't sign off on a Senate resolution condemning the Senate's failure to act against Lynch. Can you do that, Chuck?
You can get sued for slander.
Can you do that, Chuck?
Okay.
Chuck, can you do that? Can you talk about why Senator Alexander wouldn't sign off on this anti-lynching resolution?
I cannot answer for him.
Okay. Can you tell me why Robert Bennett, Republican of Utah, wouldn't do it?
Cannot answer for him either.
Okay. How about John Sununu, Republican, New Hampshire? How about Richard Shelby, Republican, Alabama? How about Trent Lott, Republican, Mississippi? Orrin Hatch, Republican,
those
Utah?
What those up in the Senate and the House? Why do they do some things? I don't know. Why didn't Clinton?
No. We're talking about the present. See, I'm a part of what is called the reality-based crowd. We deal in reality, and we deal in present time. Why? What is the fundamental problem of the Republican Party with its ugly, hateful bigotry? Why does the Republican Party still have that problem?
A couple of weeks ago, you said the Republicans wanted a civil war. Why would you say something like that?
Because I believe they do. You know, when you've got one of the most prominent Republicans in the United States, namely Grover Norquist, talking about wanting to drown the federal government in the bathtub. He said that, Chuck. What does that sound like to you? That sounds like an attack on my government. That sounds like somebody who wants a civil war, doesn't it?
No, Bob, Republicans don't want a civil war.
Okay, even though the Republicans say they want to drown the government in the bathtub.
You know, people can say things.
Okay, even though he says that Democrats are barnyard animals who should be castrated.
One person can say one thing. 10 people can listen to him.
And you know what, Chuck? It's not just one person. It's one person who routinely speaks his opinions to the President of the United States. It's not a bunch of us little beans and cornbread types out here playing around in a little virtual sandbox like we do on the radio here, okay? This is a man who has the ear of the President, and he says that Democrats should be castrated like barnyard animals.
A lot of cruel things, what should happen to Republicans.
No, I have not. I have never advocated any violence on this program whatsoever. Never. Not once. Republicans. It is called political satire. Okay?
I mean, just like...
Rethuglicans?
I mean, just like Rush. He'll get on there and he'll say some things about Democrats.
Well, see, I don't want
to...
Chuck, I don't want to... Chuck, I don't want
to...
Chuck, I don't want to talk about Flush Flimball. I don't care what a drug-addled oxymoron has to say. I generally don't pay any attention to the opinions of junkies. He's a junkie. He was addicted to street drugs. He has no credibility with me. Okay?
So what are you going to do after the show?
Going home.
Where's that at?
Like I'm going to tell you.
You're from Pennsylvania, ain't you?
Yeah.
Do you plan to go back on radio?
Oh yeah, the show will come back. It absolutely will. I wherever I go, I come with a ready-made listener base of geeks.
Well, you know, it's just like Michael Moore movie. How Michael Moore portrayed George in there?
Pretty accurately, I thought. I mean, he showed. He showed the situation in the grade school in Florida. He showed that poor fool sitting there scared out of his wits for 12 minutes doing nothing while America was under attack. Do you think that they told FDR on December 7th, or do you think he sat there with a children's book like My Pet Goat and just stared off into space for 12 minutes?
Well,
FDR was
at the
great...
moment, I'm sure he was pretty well puzzled about what was going on.
I don't puzzled at all. He was told that we've been attacked by Japan, and he started doing things.
At that time, we knew who was attacked. Well, you see the planes coming in? They got their markings on it. Yeah, we knew Japan was attacking us. 9/11, we didn't know until months later exactly who was attacking us.
Really? There was a manifest list with the names of the hijackers inside, what, John Kepi? Atta?
And they had
photographs of him going through. That was within a day or two. So yeah, we knew who had hit us.
Yeah, we
or
knew
we thought we
us.
Did.
But you got to understand one thing. We're now post 9/11. We're in a new world.
No, we're not. It's the same old hateful, blood soaked world, Chuck. Same old hateful, blood soaked world where human beings seem to take pride and joy in killing other human beings. There's nothing different. The only thing different that happened on 9/11 is his approval ratings went through.
Well, you see, America, it meant, now,
I'll grant you this, for some reason that I can't fathom, it did mean on September 11th there was a death warrant signed for pregnant old white-bearded grandfather. Death warrant was signed on 9/11. I don't know why, because they didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, there's always a sad side to it.
Yeah, there is. There's a tragic side to it, Chuck.
Tragic side also.
Murder. How about a homicidal side? How about a murderous side?
Those guys over there, they must be crazy because if I would die for my country, I would want to fight, not just strap on a bomb and blow myself up.
Well, what if strapping on a bomb and blowing yourself up is the only way you can fight? where the only way people can fight is by throwing rocks at people in tanks. About Uzbekistan. I really want answers, Chuck, about Uzbekistan.
Yeah, we still need lots of answers.
He boils his people alive, boils his political opponents.
We know Mr. Saddam. I think Mr. Saddam is better off where he's at now.
Well,
if
you know,
it's
a tough call, Chuck, because...
Complex that one of the 1718 resolutions, he probably would have still been in power.
Well, you know, how about asking very politely that Israel get out? We didn't blow up Israel for doing that. We've got a horrible, horrible double standard, and it's going to mean death to a lot of Americans. They're still mad at us for things that we didn't do 1,000 years ago.
Just said that in some situations it's a catch 22.
Chuck, I appreciate it. Got to go. All right, thanks everybody. Even screaming Margaret. Woo! Hey Margaret. Woo! There. Hey, Agnes.
Bye.